It's Marketplace Tech for November 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you finish stories online and make it to the bottom or look left or right, you've probably seen a group of other stories with headlines designed to make you click. Like this.
How companies are turning data into profit.
This meal service is cheaper than your local store.
31 co-stars that hated each other.
Often these stories don't come from the site you're on. They're provided by companies that make money by leading the easy browser around the internet to other websites that pay for that traffic. The site that is the related link gets paid, the middleman company gets paid, and the site you click away to makes money by grabbing a piece of your attention. We'll all be rich! Except this business isn't always good for the quality of your internet experience. So some online publishers, like Slate and The New Yorker, have just stopped using these services. Sapna Maheshwari has been reporting on this for The New York Times. Sapna, can you give me examples of how this was going wrong?
Sure. So I clicked one link on The New Yorker's website in one of these boxes, and it brought me to a fake health news website. It was a dummy page. It only existed to direct me to a health supplement. And things like that and, the occasional conspiracy theory website are mixed in with legitimate content from advertisers or from other publishers you might recognize.
Who pays for them?
So advertisers pay for them, and they're placed there by a bunch of different companies. Two of the biggest players in the space are called Taboola and Outbrain. They call themselves discovery companies. They want to introduce people to new and exciting and wonderful things that they might not have known about otherwise.
Publishers make money off this, right? I mean, they make not bad money from this.
Yeah, from what we were told, Outbrain said that it can represent up to 30% of a publisher's revenue. So what we're talking about is millions and millions of dollars.
How big of a trend is this? I mean, I know that you talked about The New Yorker and Slate in your piece. Is this a larger trend or a lot of publishers doing this, stepping away from this kind of advertising revenue?
No. In the past year or two, we've seen really big publishers like Gannett and Time Inc. establish relationships with Taboola and Outbrain, these content recommendation companies. So I think what will be interesting going forward is to see if other publishers will also embrace this or if they will demand changes in other ways to avoid some of the problems we have outlined.
Sapna Maheshwari is a reporter for The New York Times. Sapna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Another company that makes a bunch of money off of advertising starts with a goog and ends with an ol. Google has been in a long disagreement with European Union regulators about whether it gives preferential treatment to its Google shopping service and its advertising over competitors in Google search results. And now the American tech giant has made it official with a total rejection of the EU's antitrust complaint. Not shocking. If Google gets fined for anti-competition, that bill is going to be $7.5 billion. Yowzer. It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today is Jackie Cation. She is a comic and host of two podcasts, The Dork Forest, which is possibly the coolest name of a podcast ever, and The Jackie and Lori Show. Jackie, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, 10 days.
I don't know. How long it's been since Vine's been out of the world?
Ooh, that was a good guess.
Okay.
This is actually the number of days that Google gave Microsoft to fix a critical software bug in Windows before telling the world about it earlier this week. Are you a Google or a Microsoft person? What do you think?
Well, I've got one of the phones of the Apple peoples. I go PC, though. I'm a big Chrome Google person.
You're a friend to all.
I am a friend. You know what?
You're
it's a safe
to all.
Jackie Cation is a safe space. come with your tech, and I will play your toy.
All right, what do you got for me?
21%.
Can you give me a 21% of what?
I'll go Yahoo. Yahoo's got 21%.
21% of email users in the U.S. are still using Yahoo Mail, even though...
I want that to be true. No. that is not correct. Women in leadership positions. It dropped this year from a whopping 23% to 21%.
21%. How do you feel about that? I mean, is it a good number? Well, I guess obviously it's a terrible number, but as compared to other bad numbers, is it? How do you feel about it?
I thought that they were kind of psyched about 23% when I read that couple of articles about it. I felt like they were like, no, 23. And now they're like, oh, 21. And then 37 is their overall women employed at Yahoo, because they're more proud of that number. But those people are mostly just shoveling sand for a living, I assume.
I like the idea of shoveling sand as a tech job.
I feel like that job is answering phones and saying, I'm sorry, Mr. Google. Allow me to get you Mr. Microsoft on the line.
Yeah, I got another one for you. You ready?
Okay.
Five people in Ukraine.
Oh. They were the first five people in the Ukraine to get the Surface Studio software.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Man, I like your skills.
Well, the Dark Forest, sure.
Yeah. This is the number of people that legally changed their name to iPhone 7 this week in Ukraine.
Oh, no.
This was part of a promotional stunt. A Ukrainian wireless service provider offered a free iPhone 7 to the first five people that changed their name.
Well, I'm glad they didn't change it to Samsung 7 Note.
Oh, man.
Because then they would have blown up. What? No.
Jackie Cation, she is a comic and the host of two podcasts, The Dork Forest and The Jackie and Lori Show. Jackie, thanks a lot for playing along.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.